From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DeMattei. It's business as usual for a craft and hobby store at the center of a national debate over birth control and religious freedom. Opponents of the Supreme Court's recent Hobby Lobby decision have protested at some of the chain's 600 locations nationwide. But as WLRN intern Carla Javier tells us, the controversy has not slowed down the store's move into South Florida.
The Supreme Court ruled 5-4 that for-profit companies like Hobby Lobby are not required to provide employees coverage for birth control if it conflicts with the owner's religious beliefs. The Sun Sentinel reports that this year, Hobby Lobby plans to open at least 4 South Florida locations in addition to a store in Davie, which has been open since April. Planned Parenthood of South Florida and the Treasure Coast told the paper that they are worried about the employees who will lose access to birth control. However, currently, they have no plans to protest outside the South Florida Hobby Lobby stores. I'm Carla Javier in Miami.
The need for top-notch mental health care for military veterans will be front and center today at a hearing before the U.S. House Committee on Veterans Affairs. Retired Marine Lieutenant General Martin Steele works for the University of South Florida's Veterans Research Center. Steele is set to testify today and tell Washington lawmakers all about USF's suicide prevention program for veterans.
And then to speak more poignantly regarding our research that's being conducted on traumatic brain injury and post-traumatic stress and accelerated resolution therapy, which we believe can be a protocol for treatment that we would hope to mainstream in the VA.
About 1.5 million of the country's military veterans live in South Florida, in Florida, rather. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DeMattei.